Thank you very much. Excellencies, representatives of indigenous peoples, distinguished participants. As my co-facilitator, Ambassador McDougall, just shared, we'll hold a number of sessions over these 2 days. Session one is on recommendations to the Council on Accreditation Principles and Criteria, which will continue this afternoon. Session two is on recommendations to the Council on an accreditation mechanism. Session three is on venues of participation. Session four is on participation modalities. And session five is on preventing and addressing reprisals. We will also hold a conclusion segment, including recommendations to be made to the Council. Finally, Ambassador McDougall and I will summarize and close the meeting before a traditional closing ceremony. We would like to encourage all speakers to intervene in an interactive way, keeping to the topic under discussion in each session. The five main sessions have guiding questions to assist with our discussions. These guiding questions can be found on the program of work. A discussion paper is also available on the webpage, which contains many of the ideas that were shared at the first intersessional meeting. Your interventions will help inform the outcomes and recommendations of the meeting. As we shared earlier, we asked co-facilitators, along with Ambassador Gorley, state co-facilitator from the first intersessional meeting, and the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, will be preparing a joint report after the conclusion of the meeting. This report will be submitted to the Human Rights Council at its 59th session in June 2025. We'll now take a very brief break to welcome our invited speaker to the podium and then begin our first session on recommendations to the Council on Accreditation Principles and Criteria. Excellencies, distinguished representatives of indigenous peoples, dear participants, we'll now begin session one on recommendations to the Human Rights Council on Accreditation Principles and Criteria. Let me welcome Mr. Kenneth Deer, co-chair of the Indigenous Coordinating Body, as our invited speaker. Continue. This session will be divided into two parts, continuing until 1 p.m. and then afternoon, the break from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. The discussion paper for the second intersessional meeting summarizes the outcomes and proposals that emerged during the first intersessional meeting held on 18 and 19 of July 2024. Ambassador McDougall will briefly present the proposed accreditation principles and criteria as set out in the annex of the discussion paper. I'll give back the floor to State Co-Facilitator Ambassador McDougall.